You're listening to a feed of the Bugcast. Today is the 9th of November, which can only mean one thing. It's Napod Pomo time again. Woot! If there was any hint of sarcasm in that introduction, then I do apologise. There's certainly it wasn't supposed to be any. And it's just occurred to me, I haven't put any bedding on, so should we put that on instead? Yeah. Right. Well, good evening. Yes. Morning. Hello. Yes, it's Tuesday, the 9th of November, and you are listening to the latest Napod Pomo. Thank you very much indeed for coming along. Hope you had a good Monday. I mentioned yesterday that last night was going to be a games night. We're going to have some friends come over and play some board games. Unfortunately, that got cancelled, which is really, really quite a shame, because one of our friends was rather unwell, so thought it'd be just best to cancel and reschedule for another day than subject everybody else to what everybody else has got, which, bearing in mind that there is a lot of illnesses going around in general at the moment, probably best not to make the situation any worse. Right. Last night's telly. My goodness me. Coronation Street. If you haven't seen it, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but wow. What a departure. That's all I'm going to say about that. And also, last night saw the series finale of Spooks, which Caroline and I sat down to watch. And we were expecting a big, big cliffhanger, not knowing whether we were going to be getting a new series or not. Now, they have announced there will be a new series coming in 2011 of Spooks. But, yeah, we were kind of waiting to see what was going to happen. And as far as cliffhangers go, and particularly as far as Spooks cliffhangers go, it was a little bit disappointing. I think we were all expecting a little bit more than that. But yes, I think it's going to be a case of wait and see, I think. Yeah, what's this? Apart from very odd. That is our bedding music for today, and it's by Second Mouse, and the track is called I Moo, A-I space M-O-O, and it was sent to us by Pete Kogel from the PC Podcast. Now, links to the to Second Mouse will be on the Napod Pomo website, but yeah, Pete Kogel from PC the PC Codgercast, he sent us that track as a bedding track, thinking that we'd like it because it had the word moo in the title. Now, for those of you that aren't aware, the Bugcast main show I do with my wife, and she is known as Moo. So Pete thought it was quite amusing to have something that sounded like Moo and to be played on a show that has a Moo on it. And yeah, it was quite funny, actually. But it leads me to onto today's podcast promotion. And today's podcast promotion is the PC Podcast with Pete Kogel, which you can find amongst these other plethora of podcasts at petekogel.com, P-E-T-E-C-O-G-L-E.com. Now, the PC Podcast, which is his main show, is a very eclectic mix of some really stonking music. I can't describe it. There's a lot of reggae and dub in there. And as well as some really other odd stuff, which is really good to listen to, and I've picked up a lot of new influences that I like from that show, so definitely head along there. He produces a show once a week, but he also does, oh dearie me, I got dusted doing this at night time, does another couple of shows in addition to that. The Dub Zone, which is fortnightly, I believe, which is all around dub reggae. And then the Dubstep Zone, which I believe is the alternate every other 2 weeks. Sorry, every other week. Yeah, every 2 weeks. Oh, man. Tired. Which is all around the genre of dubstep. Now, if you're really into those, then the Dub Zone or the Dubstep Zone are really going to be for you. But if you're not specifically into either of those, then the PC Podcast is the one to go for. He also does a show called PCP2, which from what I can understand and from what I've listened to, because I used to listen to it quite a bit, it's either a bit of a flashback, you know, like Top of the Pops 2 used to be, on music that he's played in the past and wanted to revisit, or it's tracks that he's never got around to playing. But it's, yeah, definitely worth listening to. PCOGLE.com, there's going to be something in there for everybody. So go along and have a listen. I know you will enjoy it. Right, yesterday I said I was going to do some feedback and I didn't because I forgot. So we have had a number of items of feedback. We've had two comments from Sean, from the Seanogram podcast. He commented on Napod Pomo episode 1, which was last Monday's, saying how much he enjoyed the Matt Stevens track. And also on November the 3rd, which was the interview with Rowley, saying how much he enjoyed the interview. And if you just give me a second, I will tell you exactly what he said, because I managed to close down the browser window, which was really, really silly of me. Podcast extra 3, there we go. He doth say... I first heard Dark Compass in either late 04 and early 05, and I had one of those holy shit this is cool moments. It was still fairly on in the podcasting thing. I was listening to a guy in the UK recording podcasts on the train, which if you listened to the show from November the 3rd, you would have heard Rowley saying. But yeah, Sean said it was great to hear him on the show, and it was. So, Sean, thank you very much for your feedback on both of those. Much appreciated. We also had a comment from Joe, who is a listener from New York, another one of our international listeners, who made a comment on the show in general. So thank you very much indeed to both of you for your feedback. Now, I don't know whether you spotted what I'm doing with the music that we're playing. Every single track that has been played so far is a track that has been played previously on the Bugcast. And I figured doing it that way, for the benefit of those people who haven't heard the Bugcast before, they can get some idea of the kind of music that we have played. But at the same time, for those people that have listened to the Bugcast before, hopefully they'll remember the awesome tracks that we played and might appreciate revisiting some of the amazing stuff that has been played in the past. If you're looking for new stuff, stuff that hasn't been played before, then you do need to listen to the Bugcast itself, which is available broadcast live every Friday night at 9 p.m. If you head along to thebugcast.org and click on the link that says listen, or subscribe listen, I think it says now, then that will give you all the information you need to know about how to get the show to listen to, either live or via the podcast itself. So on that note, we are going to play an absolutely stonking track by New York's Astronauts of Antiquity. Now, we played this track first on the Bugcast, episode number 42, which is way, way back on January the 2nd of 2009. Astronautsofantiquity.com is their website, and this track, which I know you're going to enjoy, is called Everywhere.
and train. I wish I had a ticket to that place where I feel sane. The phone is ringing off the hook before I can even think. So much to do, see all my time drained down that bathroom sink. Everywhere, if I saw you everywhere, then I'd have no reason to fear. A Shangri-La out there, his name is Serenity. I'd be fooled to think that I can do life all alone. They say no man's an island, love can melt the stone. Your fame. I've been around the block, you know, and this whole world seems so lost. You're the one I plug into to help my soul defrost. Everywhere, if I saw you everywhere, then I'd have no reason to fear.
Surely you can see why I love this job so much. What an amazing, amazing track. Astronauts of Antiquity with Everywhere. Well, that's it for another day. Thank you very much indeed for coming on and joining. The next show will be tomorrow. That's Wednesday, the 10th of November. If you want to find out more about the shows, both the podcast and the stuff I'm doing for November, then thebudcast.org is the place to go. If you want to drop me a line just to let me know what you're thinking and how you feel about these shows, any suggestions you have for these for the future shows, then send an email to feedback@thebudcast.org. And I'll catch you tomorrow. See ya.